A library is a perfect reflection of the ideal world. Every single volume in my care has its allotted place in the great scheme of things. Move one, even by an infinitesimal degree, and you diminish its value. It is the relationship between facts which gives them their meaning. However well concealed, the truth is always there to be detected. At least, that is my view, and I should like to think that you agree with me, Mr. Holmes.
The Savior of Cripplegate Square by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Andrew Sachs as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Tom Baker as Collington Smith, Siobhan Redmond as Mrs. Emily Guttridge, David Holt as Tobias Guttridge, and Jasmine Hyde as Jenny Snell. The Savior of Cripplegate Square.
What a filthy night. God only knows what's going on under cover of that.
Crime, you mean?
Yeah, of course. Oh. Oh, damn weather.
Not much, I'd wager. How's the old war wound?
Oh, making its presence felt. What do you mean, not much?
Well, it's fog. It's the criminal's friend. A night like this, most self-respecting villains are safely tucked up with a drink and a good smoke.
Both of which they probably stole from some honest, hard-working citizen.
Yes, no doubt.
Brandy?
Thank you, yes. You don't mind?
No, of course not. Take my mind off my damn shoulder.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
No, don't stop.
Not too depressing for a cold winter's night?
I wouldn't have called it depressing. Plaintive, yes.
Plaintive? Oh, that's very word. A dying man lies alone, helplessly waiting for a woman to love. For her sake, he's turned his back on everything. His friends, his country, his hopes for the future. Now he waits for her, and she does not appear.
What's it from?
Tristan and Isolde. A hymn to love and death.
Yeah. He had a pretty bleak view of love, your Wagner.
It's a bleak emotion.
Oh, come on.
Well, the Elizabethans had the right idea. To them, love was a disease. If you caught it, you were doomed.
I'll stick to my definition, thank you. Here.
Love is a positive force for good. Love brings out the best in man.
Well, I think so.
You should have met Tobias and Emily Guttridge.
Who the devil were they?
The Guttridges of Cripplegate Square. Yes, they caught the disease.
You mean they were in love?
Goes somewhat further than that.
One of your cases?
Just before you and I met.
Is it a good story?
Come on, Watson, if you want to hear it, say so.
Of course I want to hear it.
A dark tale for a dark night. Very well, Doctor. Keep the brandy to hand, light up a cigar, and let me shatter your illusions about love.
The Annals of Crime, Police Review 1880, Criminals and Their Characteristics, A Survey of Delinquent Behavior. Your books, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.